Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The Home Squad are with me this Thursday afternoon to answer all your questions, to give you advice about front doors, internal doors, and if you're thinking about replacing your home windows. Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year and Irish Examiner columnist, and Martin Glynn is the founder and CEO of the DIY Academy. Good afternoon, folks. How are you doing? If you're considering, Jenny, changing your front doors and your front door and window, first of all, what do people need to consider?
Invest. This is such a difficult one, right? Because economically, it's one of those very tricky issues where you will save money if you spend more money up front. And I know that's not possible for every single person listening, and that's really unfair, but it's worth it. So if you need to change, if you're doing up your house, if you're wondering, where do I spend? Where do I go over? Where do I go under? You spend on your windows and your doors because they should last a very, very long time. And if you get good ones at the outset and you take care of them, then you save your money in the long term.
And before we come to listener questions, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Martin, what's your advice?
Yeah, I definitely echo what Jenny was saying there. But if it was something that was outside your budget initially, there is adjustments in your existing doors that you can do to kind of tighten them up and just get rid of drafts and stuff like that. But if you were to change out your door, definitely invest properly in it because it's going to be there for years.
Yeah,
and it's a good investment for your house.
No letterbox in the front door is my tip.
Oh, greed. I did the same thing. I just put the box on the side of the wall and then there's no... Why would you have a hole in your front door?
Because there's always like a little gale that comes in through it, a little wind.
Yeah, I agree.
I had an old wooden door and the letterbox was in the front of it and there was always... You could hear it. Like you could hear the little breeze coming through.
Yeah, if you're about to pull the trigger on a front door and you have a letterbox in it, stop what you're doing. Buy an external letterbox and put it in your wall.
There's really nice ones as well. You can see there's a massive range of them as well. And they're really cool. Like, it makes no sense to have a letterbox in your door these days.
Right. Listener questions. Rosaline has a silver grey composite front door with a tiny chip in it. Can I repair the chip scratch with some sort of wax like that you can buy for scratches in wooden doors? Or what would you suggest? Sorry, wooden floors, she says.
Yeah, you absolutely can. If it's only a little chip and it hasn't, you know, gone the whole way through or caused a bigger crack or it's not growing or whatever, yes, no problem. So usually composite front doors, it's a type of plastic, a type of kind of glass reinforced plastic. So you can buy a plastic filler. So it is a special filler. And you just prepare that, you apply it, you sand it down, and then whatever you need to do to repaint or whatever.
Have you any other suggestions, Martin?
No, exactly what she was saying. Just take your time in between the stages. Like when you're putting on the filler, let that dry fully, then sand it. And you don't kind of rush the process because if you try to put wet paint or wet touch-up paint on top of the filler, it can come out really messy. So take your time. If it takes a couple of stages or a bit more time than you're expecting, so be it.
Listener says, I'm 63, retired on disability. My wife is working on 15 euro per hour. My home is 27 years old. My windows and doors are in need of replacement, but I feel I can't afford to do so. What's the best way to fix a door sticking after a new carpet is installed? Oh, sorry. So leave off the carpet. If you can't afford to do so, what's
two separate questions. So I know, Martin, you'll have great answers to this, but I totally appreciate this is a really difficult scenario and it's unfair. But there's loads that you can do. So I remember living in my home for almost a year before I got it renovated and it was single glazed windows. I had no central heating. There was chips and cracks and drafts everywhere. And there is actually a lot that you can do to get it warmer, to get ready for winter. So first thing you need to do is all around the edges, anywhere at all that you feel a little bit of a draft coming in, apply a seal, you know, the rubber strips of sealant that you can buy, the draft excluders, anything at all that you can add, put those around. Anything you see that is easy to repair, like a chip in paint or a crack in paint or peeling paint, sand that back, repaint, reseal. That will really help as well. If the windows themselves are old and maybe they're single glazed or they're just, you know, the air.
Because they talk actually about condensation on the windows and the bedrooms
condensation,
too.
Condensation. You can buy a film. It's really, really low cost. You'll find it on Amazon. Just search for window insulating film and you can apply it yourself and you put it on with a hairdryer and it does a fairly good job in bringing up the insulation value.
Now, listeners sent in two photographs, Martin, here of their front door, which is like a wooden, brown wooden front door. There's glass at either side and glass in the middle as well. And they say the front door, varnish on it. There is varnish on it at the moment, but I'm wondering what preparation and what colour might you suggest to go for?
Well, colour, that's up to yourself really, but
cream walls.
Yeah, so I'm the same. I can keep it nice and neutral for myself, but for the front door itself, I'd take my time with the prep. You know what I mean? Again, break it down to stages. You need to kind of get all the old, as much as the old varnish off as you can for the prep. You can use a solvent for that, or you can use a sander. If you can use a solvent, just to get the initial part off and then scrape and sand it. And you're not going to get 100% of it off either. You know what I mean? Get as much as you can. And then you can just get asking your builders providers, you know, what's the best primer for this? And again, don't skimp on that stuff. You see one there, you know, if you're trying to save €5 on a primer, I wouldn't do it. I'd spend the €5.
Oh, would sure. you? Yeah. Is there a brand you'd recommend?
There's plenty of good brands out there. Fleetwood are very good, in fairness. And yeah, look, try to keep it Irish if you can. And, you know, there's you know, there are plenty of good brands. Mm. I don't want to be plugging too many.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Listener says, I'm getting new triple glazed windows fitted and have been warned about the effect that it may have on mould mildew on the inside of the house. Is this a real concern?
You can kind of. So it's almost where the house is too sealed and there's no ventilation. So really the problem is no ventilation. If there's going to be any, you know, any water in your home and it can't get out. So the difference between triple glazed and double glazed isn't going to cause a huge issue there. You know, it's just making sure that you have enough ventilation. So it's making sure that if you're having a shower that you're turning on your extractor fan. Mm. It's making sure that you have a window or a door open, you know, once or twice a day, just letting air through the house. Sufficient ventilation. That's all you need to think about.
Okay. Are AluCloud windows worth the price, asks this listener. Is UPC, UPVC reasonably good, or what are the main considerations?
Yeah, again, it's where you should be investing. It's a good investment. You know what I mean? It's going to be there. It's going to see you out. Probably the next generation. Probably yeah. The ones that are going to be changing them next. So, and yeah, when you look at, when you weigh it up and look at the difference in price, it is worth that few, that extra money.
Go for the AluClad.
Yeah, I like them anyway.
What is the difference?
So AluClad is where there's aluminium on the outside and then there's timber on the inside. And what that means is you get all the lovely warmth and the kind of the visual effect of really nice timber, but then it's protected from the external elements, which means that there's effectively no upkeep and they look great. So they're the number one for me.
Wooden front door versus, you know, the other, is it the composite door? So the wooden one, I suppose the advantage is what? That you can paint over it yourself?
Yeah, I suppose. And I like the composite doors. I know I'm a carpenter and you think it'd be wood, but...
You'd be promoting the other.
Yeah, well, just long term, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just for maintenance, stuff like that. They're so well made these days and so solid. I'd be going composite door myself, to be honest. I do like the thought of having a lovely old style front. If you had something that was a couple of generations old, I'd hold on to that. But buying a new timber door, there can be issues. Wood can warp and stuff on you over time, so you have to be careful of that. But I like the composite doors. They're good investment.
I've large sitting room windows, says this listener. They overlook a busy street, so I always have the curtains drawn, but it makes the living room really depressing and dark. Are there any other options that would stop people seeing into the room but could also let in sunshine?
Absolutely. Loads. Okay, so what you're looking for is a window film. So just go online. You'll find it maybe in a hardware shop if you want, or you can find it online and look for a window film. You can buy maybe frosted, or you could get a lovely reeded film. This just comes in a roll. And it might look cheap, but it really goes on so effectively and it looks great. So it just comes in a roll, you cut it to size, you apply it with, you know, a heat gun or a hairdryer. It's a bit of patience involved and just making sure that you know, there's no bubbles when you put it on. But you put it on and it looks like you have, you know, frosted glass or reeded glass, and that'll give you all the privacy that you want.
So people can't see in, but you can see out.
Yeah, so it'll let the light in, but it won't, it'll make the glass opaque, effectively.
Yeah. Okay. Liz is wondering, Martin, what's the best way to fix a door sticking after a new carpet's installed? It's for a new home.
Yeah, depends. Like if it's, you know, if you're putting a new carpet and it's really catching it, sometimes you can just adjust it enough to get away with it. Most of the time you're going to have to take your door off and play it a bit off the bottom. It can be an issue, but most of the time you probably have to go and take it off, unfortunately. But that's not as big a job as people think. If you had someone to do it, it might be difficult for yourself to do if you're not used to it, but for a carpenter to come around, it's an evening's work, or an apprentice would be able to do that for you.
Yeah. Maybe one thing on that as well is just double check before you call in the carpenter about the underlay. So if you've got if you have a thick underlay put in underneath your carpet, maybe it's too thick, maybe you don't need it that thick. So just double check what underlay went in underneath it. Is it too thick? Could you get a thinner one? Because underlay is really cheap, so replacing that wouldn't be crazy. It'd be worth it.
A listener says, I'm looking to get new patio doors. I've heard sliding doors are the easiest to install, but the bifold and French doors can open fully, which I'd prefer. However, I've also heard, though, people have issues with these in terms of wear and tear, wind damage, kids' fingers getting caught. Any advice?
Yeah, it is an issue. And if you think about a bifold door, especially if two sets of hinges, it's folding one way and another way. And the weight that's on them doors, you know, eventually, unless it's really good quality, you probably will have issues with it. And yeah, look, think if you're long term, you know, what's going to be less hassle, I suppose, you're probably better off with a slide. I'd prefer to look at the other doors myself as well.
Would you?
But if I was to do it, I kind of go, look, it's okay for me, I can fix it. But like most people have to, well, you know, it'll be broke. It'll be catching for a year before they get someone in.
And just very finally, triple glazed windows over double? Yes or no?
I don't personally see the value of it. Although some people, yourself included,
I put in triple. Yeah, I think it's far better purely for sound.
For soundproofing. So if you're on a very busy street, it could be great for soundproofing. Yeah.
What about you, Martin?
Well, like if I was building a new house and it was the option doing double or triple, definitely for the sound value, go for triple. But if you're replacing double glaze for triple glaze, I'm not sure is that worth your while.
The difference between single and double is massive. The difference between double and triple is not very big.
It's not that big. Yeah, well, I think I was coming from single to triple.
Yeah,
so
that'd be a big difference.
The place is like a hot sauna. Martin Glynn, founder and CEO of the DIY Academy. Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year. You can find Jenny Workers Cottage on Instagram as well. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.